0818104106. I'm just drowning in paperwork, so bear with me throughout the course of the morning, if you will. Can I go straight to the Cork barrister, Kieran Hughes, who was very strong in the echo yesterday, and I put in a call and he joins me by phone. He tested positive to COVID-19. Kieran, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
First of all, Kieran, how are you feeling?
I think, Neil, I could be described as one of the lucky ones. I got what we've described as a cough and no temperature, no shortness of breath. To give you the history of it, I was in contact with a person who had been diagnosed with COVID, and very shortly thereafter I was contacted by the health board, who informed me of that and asked me to self-isolate, which of course I did immediately. On the following day I was tested. I had an expectation, of course, that I would be it would be a negative test, but on the following day I was informed that it was a positive test, and I was then taken by ambulance, as the protocol was at the time, that all persons with a diagnosis of COVID would be taken to an isolation unit, and I was taken to the CUH on the fifth floor.
So you were tracked down by way of tracking people who had been in contact, you know, contact tracing.
And then when
you were proved to be COVID-19 positive, did you then, I was watching Claire Byrne last night, did you then have to draw up a list of people who you'd been in contact with?
Well, I can tell you, Neil, that I was sitting on my bed in the top of the house when I got the call. I had been mentally making a list of people. In my line of business, I would come in contact with quite a number of people,
course.
And I had been doing that mentally. The minute that he told me I was positive, I got on the phone and started ringing people immediately and told them that I was positive. And in fact, I was still on the phone when the ambulance pulled up outside the gate of the house.
And what did the ambulance do? Where did you go?
Well, I think it was more frightening on the neighbours than on myself. The ambulance men, who were doing an absolutely incredible job. First of all, it was an ambulance that came from, a normal ambulance that came from Mallow. They had to take out every moving part in the ambulance and then clean it down with special equipment. They said that took upwards of 2 hours. I was put in the ambulance, and they had essentially all of the protective gear on them, which the hazmats and the screens, and I was taken into CUH, where I was met by two nurses who brought me up to the isolation unit.
How long did you, are you home now? Are you still
I'm home
there?
Now, yes.
Yeah, okay. So
I was there for 3 days, and I think essentially I wasn't sick enough, thankfully, and the information was at that time that people who would be requiring equipment like breathing equipment and other machines would need the room, and I had no hesitation whatsoever in coming home.
Good man.
And I have been self-isolating rigidly, I would say, since, and this is now week 3.
So you said that, and this is a quote from the Echo, that you had a cough that ordinarily you wouldn't have even taken the cough to the chemist.
Yes.
Not even taken a cough drop. But when you got the news, talk to me about your emotions. Were you frightened?
No, thankfully. I not wanting to blow my own trumpet, but I have reasonably broad shoulders for this. Very much like Claire Byrne, I was very, very concerned about people that I might have inadvertently infected. And that's including young and old and people with underlying conditions.
Because you'd have been in court. You'd have been meeting clients, other barristers, solicitors.
Yes.
Like lots and lots of people.
Lots and lots of people, Neil. I made out a list. I made it a second time and a third time, and still I forgot one or two people, just racking the brain trying to find out what did I do on Friday, how many people did I meet, and ring them. And I must say, in ringing them, the reaction was, I would say, 99% favourable and 99% into lockdown or into isolation from the people I contacted.
So they then went into isolation. The HSE would have been in touch with them because you gave them the list.
Yes.
And then they probably will now go to Páirc Uí Chaoimh, I think, is it?
If they were to be tested, I think they do a gradation of it. If you have any symptom at all, or if you have a fear, and if you want to be tested, I think in essentially they will test you. And it's Páirc Uí Chaoimh, and Páirc Uí Chaoimh is up and running and has been since the weekend, and it is doing a magnificent job down there. But I have to say, Neil, that in this tracing, the public health, whom I'd never come across before in any shape or form, are doing an incredible job of this, ringing people who may have been in contact, assessing it and organising for tests. And in fact, it's indicative. I dealt with a magnificent doctor up there, Dr. Clare, and when she rang me a few days later, as they do, she herself was out on self-isolation with some symptoms. So that shows, you know, the bravery of these people.
And the amount of them that have come down with COVID-19 yes. themselves. Did it get any worse than the cough? I mean, did you run
no,
a temperature?
Neil, I still have the cough, and essentially the experts say that when the cough is gone, the COVID-19 is gone. But it's showing no signs at the moment of disappearing.
Okay, and at 65, it didn't ring any alarm bells for you because you're fit and healthy, and you're 13 days into this, I think you said. Is that it?
Yes.
And how long more is there to go?
That's when the cough is gone, it's gone.
Okay.
It's as simple as that.
And you were quite critical of lack of physical distancing of people, particularly over the weekend. I think you, like Pat Phelan yesterday, were saying, act and behave as if you have it. Am I right?
Act and behave as if you have it, or the person that's in the shop next to you has it. Don't touch anything unnecessarily that he or she might have touched. Be extraordinarily vigilant. And it is working, Neil. If we look at the figures, it's all maths and exponential figures. But in essence, if a person is diagnosed today who has been observing the physical distance guidelines, it is likely that he will only infect one person. And my understanding is that the health boards and the health authorities can deal with that. But if it goes to two, and you might say, well, that's not a great big difference, exponentially they won't be, or they'll be terribly pushed to deal with that small increase, because it just increases exponentially as you go out from there.
Yeah. And how are you coping with the time as you pass from day to day? How's that going for you?
It's going okay, Neil. I have a routine. I have work, which I look at each day, and hopefully I'll do some of it at some stage. I read books and have a Netflix, and I have a supportive family.
And for your food and things like that, do they cook for you, leave it outside the door?
Oh, yeah, they're still cooking anyway, and it's left at the door, and I take it. No one really comes in, and I don't go anywhere else in the house.
Okay, well, listen. Are the courts closed, Kieran, incidentally?
The courts essentially are closed, except for urgent matters, and there aren't too many of those.
Okay, well, listen. Get healthy, get back to 100%, and thanks for taking the call. I do appreciate it. Mind yourself.
No problem. All I just want to say is that if you have any, you know, if even 100 people who are listening to your show today thought that what I was saying made some bit of sense and decided to give the physical distance a real chance, we'll get somewhere.
Okay, but just before I let you go, the talk now is more to do with a complete lockdown. Where are you on that?
I don't think so, Neil. I think that I'm not being... I suppose I might be critical of what's happening to our nearest neighbours, but all along they have adopted an approach which has been diametrically the opposite of what everyone else in the world is doing. And now they've adopted a knee-jerk reaction. I think we will need people... don't need, hopefully, the people of Ireland do not need to be policed into physical distance. We can do it, and we can show Europe and the rest of the world that in our testing and in our tracing and in our physical distancing, we can be an example. That's essentially my message.
But we have to stay apart, you're saying. Could I just finally ask you, what treatment were you offered then? Is it just drink lots of fluids, take on board lots of vitamin C, eat oranges? What do they say?
Neil, is nothing. Absolutely nothing. In fact, when I went up, first of all, to get the test, the tester was so confident that I didn't have it, and he said the cough could be treated by antibiotics. A day later, the expert in the infectious diseases said, no, throw away those antibiotics. They're of no value to you. There's nothing I can give you. So, and that's a worrying sign. I mean, it's okay for me I'm on the recovery phase, but for someone who would get it, there really is nothing that can be done except look after them.
Except time, says you.
Time, yes, time.
Okay. All right, listen, thanks so much, Kieran. Mind yourself.
Okay, Neil.
Thank you for taking the call.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, William.
He's a great guy. Kieran Hughes, the Cork barrister, COVID-19 positive. but getting through it. Text 0868104106. We'll pick it up after the break.
The Neil Prendeville Show.
With Tesco. We'd like to ask all our customers, when shopping in store, please practice social distancing.
This is an important safety message from Dunn Stores. To keep our customers and